All right, all day today we've been reacting to the fact that Rahm Emanuel has decided that he is no longer going to seek the office of mayor of the city of Chicago. If you're just turning on your radio for the first time today, you didn't see this pop up on your phone, that is what has happened. Mm-hmm. And now Willie Wilson, we talked earlier to Paul Vallis and to Gary McCarthy, and now Willie Wilson joins us, mm-hmm. and he has been in the race now for the last number of months. And even though, I mean, you guys are all technically in the race, but not yet on the ballot because the whole process starts now, right? Where you have to get your petitions together and then, mm-hmm. then they do. That officially started last week. But the your reaction, first of all, were you surprised that Rahm Emanuel dropped out?
Well, no, I predicted this 4 or 5 months ago. You know, I said it could save some embarrassment. Yeah.
And what do you think that's all it was about?
Well, I know he couldn't win. You know, he'd not been a good mayor of the city of Chicago for the citizen. So my poll always showed that, you know. And I've done 2 polls and 3 pretty much. So we always showed that. And just not a good for Chicago. That's why I'm running. That's why I'm running. Otherwise, no, I'd stay in retirement.
So change the way that you look at how you're going to message here, because you're not really running against Rahm Emanuel anymore. You're running, you know, for Willie Wilson. It's about like what Willie Wilson's vision is for the city.
Well, we ran for the city of Chicago, came out of retirement to take to do this. We running to get these schools back open. We running to keep these taxes down. Running to get rid of these red light cameras. You know, we running to make sure we can have a fiscal budget. We running to make sure that the teacher, the police department, fire department, to get that pension, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. We running to balance the budget. And by the way, in the last 4 days, I got over 20,000 signatures already.
Yeah. So you have what you need.
Yeah, but we'll go to probably get 50,000 or 70,000, mm-hmm. maybe 200,000 or 300,000.
Because you always have to get ahead because
they can challenge your address and your voter. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, you don't forget, last time in 4 days, I got 70,000. Oh. 4 days.
So let's talk about the Jason Van Dyke trial that is going to be starting tomorrow in terms of jury selection, and that's obviously going to cast a very large shadow on this race and people's reaction to whatever is going to happen here. And it appears that this election is probably going to be somewhere with the trial is going to be somewhere 3-4 weeks maybe. So by October we should have a verdict here. What do you feel as a Chicagoan, as a citizen, if Jason Van Dyke is not found guilty of murder in this case, but maybe of a lesser charge or not at all anyway, he's acquitted, are you concerned about the city?
I'm concerned. I would be the first one to go out and say, hey, keep calm. You know, we don't need violent. You know, we don't need that. There's no place for it. I've been talking to people already about it, matter of fact, mm-hmm. Because the rumor's out there that he's going to walk, mm-hmm. you know. But I just hope that doesn't happen.
Seem likely he's going to get a first-degree murder conviction because he is a police officer called to a scene.
Well, if I shot one of you all 16 times, what would that be?
Well, that would be you, but you as an individual, but you're not a police officer, right?
Well, no police officer. How many times you can kill a guy? A person. 16 right. time now.
Right.
The video is pretty compelling to a lot of people.
And we'll let the courts decide that. But the real, you know, the aftermath of that is if he is convicted of murder, I mean, you become mayor. How do you win the support and the trust of the police department that you would be the mayor of?
Well, look. Everybody in the police department knows, a lot of people know what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
Okay? I think a lot of these things goes away. I think it was the leadership of the mayor of the city of Chicago that have gotten this thing out of proportion. You know, mine being a new mayor, I'm claiming it now. I've already told y'all about this if stuff. You know? All right? So, look, we're going to straighten it out. We're going to be fair with everybody. Look, this present mayor now, of course, got the guy's pension money all out of the way. I would never do nothing like that. You know?
Where are we going to get the money? How do you make Chicago a city that is affordable, dynamic, growing. There are so many cities throughout the Midwest and the West and the South in the United States that are growing dramatically. It's smaller cities, you know, Nashville is the prime example of a city that has Charlotte, North Carolina, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I mean, you get these cities that two decades ago people would have just, not considered very much, are now growing metropolitan areas. How does Chicago compete? It's a world-class city.
Yeah.
World-class business, right? Mm-hmm. Your former business, McDonald's, right? Based right here, mm-hmm. one of the biggest mm-hmm. corporations in the world.
Yeah.
United Airlines, you just think about everything Chicago has to offer. But how do you keep people interested in staying here given the crime and the taxes?
Well, first off, I'm against taxes. You tax people and run them out of the city.
But then how do you pay for the party here?
Well, the easy way you do it. First of all, you deal with the mismanagement, number one. All right? Next, you bring the businesses in by keeping the tax lower. All right? Then by taxes higher, you run them over in Indiana or other places and things of that nature out of the city. So the unemployment rate goes higher. Right? Next, you bring in the revenue to generate it. All right? By bidding out the contracts and things of that nature on job, like the building next door over there, bidding them out, not having friends and showing favoritism to them, right? Those type of things. Then you bring in your casinos. Always been for casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Always been for open mag field back up. Mm-hmm. I'm legalized marijuana, tax it, all right? Help go down the budget. I think the budget said
legalize marijuana for recreational purposes.
Yeah. Well, whatever they want to use it for.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Be real about it.
I think it's recreating. Yes, I think that's probably.
I mean,
it.
Be real.
You already have medical.
Yeah. And versus medical stuff. But look, it's legal, and out in West and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You take those dollars that you added up, and then you'll begin to see this deficit erased. I'm a business person. I'm the only person, All right, I understand business. One night I woke up and I was in debt over $72 million.
So you were in debt over $72 million.
I woke up one night, $72 million.
How long ago was this?
About 5 or 6 years ago. What happened was I had the factory built down in Tennessee.
Oh.
China lowered their prices, mm-hmm. things of that nature, mm-hmm. and they took.
This has nothing to do with McDonald's. This is your own personal business.
Business, right? Mm-hmm. That was a glove manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
all right, and we came out of that. We had to look. You can do better managing your own budget and making things balance out. But if you got people taxpayer dollars, mm-hmm. it didn't come out of your own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you try to balance it with that. That's all you got to look forward for. But let you balance your own budget. All right, and then you begin to figure out the whole situation. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
We hired over my course of business hundreds of thousands of people. So that's not a situation there. I mean, I understand this thing called business.
Yeah. You were criticized earlier for giving away your money to people, and the election board, state officials said that it was okay. The election, you did not violate election law. Are you going to continue to do that now? Is that something you'll halt at some point if you start to move forward in this race, or is that going forward? And how much do you think you have given out already, Willie?
I have no idea. I can tell you this. Overall, we give away $300,000-$400,000 a year out of my pocket to people on the street don't have IDs. All right, people out of town. I'm over in Rome. We giving away money in Rome.
And you're giving around the same amount now, would you say?
We still do that now, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to use my foundation anymore, but I use my own personal money.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people on the street don't have food to eat, and I cannot turn that down. It's a whole different scenario. Look, the 8-0 ruled my favor, all right? And I knew this. I think you guys was against me, too.
I wasn't against you.
Roach just had his hand out, if you recall. He was coming up with reasons why he deserved some of that money. Let's start there.
Yeah, all right. But I was saying, look, I'm hope I'm still friends with you guys. I'm trying to help the people. Look, if one person like myself can give away hundreds of thousands out of his pocket, but out of my foundation and my business, millions of dollars a year. Now you understand, now 1995, the Wall Street Journal was saying the same thing. All right. I understand this too. I give money to people on the street and everything in Rome, all right, in Egypt, all right, all over the United States.
Yeah.
So that's a matter of who. That's who I am.
But that's right. Right. That is, yeah. And that is who you are.
It is.
And now the lanes are opened up for the completely wide open race here for mayor of Chicago and Willie Wilson. I just said it today on the television. I don't know if you saw it, but I said that you'll be there at the end on this.
Final two?
Yeah, for the final two.
I'm going to win it.
I know.
Because you all
Everybody
don't support
says
me,
yes.
right?
Yeah, all right. All right, Willie, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Willie.